this is basically a dream come true, you know, in terms of land rights, because, you know, we want to get our country back. We want at least some of it back. And we want to be able to work on doing that so that we leave a legacy for our kids. You know, we leave a cultural heritage behind for them and all the knowledge about their country we teach them. But we also want them to be on the country that they belong to and not off. And a lot of Aboriginal people have, you know, this, how do you say, some people call it disconnected urges of their culture, knowing deep within their heart that somewhere along the line they belong to somewhere, you know, and where do they belong to? And so I'm part of a family who have always had connection to their country, and the one of the great things is that they handed down all the stories that belong to you, and so I'm the keeper of all that lore now and all that stories, and that can be a good thing or a bad thing, because what I find is a bad thing is that I'm competing against people like early ethnographers, white ethnographers, who recorded stuff. And in the record, they've written books, and now those things have become Bibles about Aboriginal culture. When in fact, some of our old people told them lies, and they misrepresented some things, and they talked about other things, and they didn't tell them proper things. And so we get told one side of the story, and we say, wait a minute, look what they did here, because I remember doing this with my grandmother. Look what they're saying. She said, nah, don't take notice, that boy, you know. And so you get this, we get in a conflict now, because you see, the white courts are listening and looking at white ethnographers who have recorded this stuff, and they're starting to say, well, if those old people didn't know it then, how come you know it now?